With the second pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Mitchell Trubisky.
While, Lou, we've been on our spring break.
Yes, we have.
How's your spring break going, Lou?
Fashionably great, thank you.
Fashionably great. It's wonderful. The kids are out of school. The sun is shining, Lou Dickman, and we're ready again, coming up on another Bears season. So let's talk a little about what's been going on.
The Mighty Bears!
The Mighty Chicago Bears. Let's talk about their odds in Vegas, Lou. 50-1 to win the Central. Would you put a bet on that?
No.
You wouldn't put a dollar on that, Lou.
You know, and Lou's been known to make some foolish bets in his day.
but will not take 50-1 odds.
No.
You wouldn't put a tenner, $10 bill.
I'd bet 50-1 odds that they make 500.
All right. There you go, Lou.
I mean, you're throwing your money away to win the whole thing, for crying out loud.
Who is that's only to win the Central. I don't even know what they got for the Super Bowl there, but who would you think is favored in that division?
The Bears.
Yeah, there you go, the Bears. No. It is the Packers at 4-11. So $4 to win 11, right? Is that how it works?
That's how it works. No, it's $11 to win 4.
Oh, okay. $11 to win 4. Wow. I'm sure there's a lot of sucker Packer fans who are taking that bet.
Well, they're just, it's like betting on the Yankees.
The Lions.
How often have you lost?
The Vikings are 7-2, and the Lions are 6-1.
6-1 for the Lions?
Yes.
All right.
There's your odds, Lou. 51 Bears, 4-11.
The Bears are going to finish in front of the Lions.
Ooh, he's throwing that out there right now, folks.
Yeah.
So there you go. Luke Dickman would not take the 50-1.
No.
Good to know.
They're going
to
finish in front of the Lions.
Lou, we have a new Bear and an old Giant, the great Victor Cruz. What's your take on that as a Giants fan?
Hey, if his body holds out, I mean, it's like you go to the Bears. Don't plan on being – you're better off going to the Bears as a third stringer because everybody gets hurt before the first game.
Especially in the receiving corps.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about Kevin Smith – or is it? No, it's Kevin White.
Kevin White.
He's still limping a bit, I think.
I think he's taking some reps in Kutztown.
We'll talk about Kutztown in a second.
But, you know, hey, Sanchez to Cruz, man. That's it. Sanchez to Cruz.
Speaking of which, we do have a quarterback controversy. Mark Sanchez now he's the second stringer. I think Mitch is the third. Anyway, let's talk about – first we talked about Uncle Mike Glennon a couple. We officially nicknamed him Uncle Mike.
Yes.
And now we have Mitchell Trubisky. Old Mitch, what did you think of that whole maneuver at the draft, Lou?
Very Kenny Williams-esque.
Oh, interesting.
Very Kenny Williams-esque.
Because,
I mean,
as we know,
the stupidest moves in football, and Kenny Williams has made the stupidest in baseball.
But he also makes some interesting moves, too. I put Kenny, like, 50-50 on his moves. I thought that's what you were referring to. It was so outrageous that only Kenny Williams would do it.
Oh, it was I don't understand it, but thank God they have their guidance of Mark Sanchez. He will be the pillar. He's the David Ross of the Bears right there, Mark Sanchez.
Now, ESPN was talking a few trends, and one of the trends they talked about was small schools, and this is why Kutztown came up. Because they drafted somebody from Kutztown. Now, is that a university? Is it Kutztown U?
Kutztown? Don't be dishing Kutztown, Pennsylvania now, Kamish. The pride of the Lehigh Valley.
Oh my God.
Yes, you got your Kutztowns. You got your Muhlenbergs.
You got
a powerhouse of football coming out of Eastern Pennsylvania.
That's hilarious. Eastern Pennsylvania. That's where my sister's from.
That's good where Jim Bethlehem. Thorpe is from. It's got good water out there.
Yeah, Jim Thorpe, PA. Yeah, exactly.
Now known as McCungie. Or was McCungie, now it's Jim Thorpe. I can't forget. Maybe the Hawk can come in on that one.
So see, ESPN gave him the C- for that draft.
Ah. 2-0 and go.
But they did pick up as a rookie, Big Daddy. He's nicknamed Big Daddy, Tarik Cohen. He's a safety. He's all 5'6", Lou.
He's a leaper.
Always get a leaper.
He's a leaper.
Any other Bear comments do you have? They said the secondary's better, the QB picks.
You know what? They've been a very interesting read.
Yeah.
Over the summer.
Those of you who like Bear articles,
we're getting right around football season. I mean, White Sox season's almost over, so it's time for the American League fans to start looking towards football.
Exactly. First exhibition August 10th. There you go. Let's target toward there. And, of course, in about 8 weeks, they're putting the pads back on.
Yes, they are.
There you go.
Here we go.
So your question of the week, Lou.
I'm all ears.
Is the sovereign better as a bar, an apartment building, or as English currency, and why?
Will you be talking about the Sovereign Hotel?
The Sovereign Hotel. It's not an apartment building.
Well, now it is. Well, it used to be the Sovereign Hotel.
Well, of course.
When I first moved in the neighborhood, there was a bar where the Thai place is right now. Okay. Thai Grill. Yeah, but that used to be a bar.
Was that called the Sovereign as well?
It was called the Sovereign Hotel, and then they had some. There was a bar in there, and then they went apartment buildings. So I'm going to say, it's Sovereign's the Sovereign, ever-changing. And I liked it better when I came in and it was apartments and a little tavern below.
Right, right.
Yes.
And so you're saying it's better as a apartment building now?
Bar.
But not as a currency.
Not as a currency.
But that's ever-changing, too.
Yes, it is.
Does it get any better than that, Lou Dickman? Give us your
cash is king. Have an outstanding week! And go Bears!
This is the Commish, inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Currency Exchange. When you have shady sovereigns, see Lou at the Sovereign. 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou, cash is king for you!